Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Last week, we finished a study of Nahum. We will be starting a study of Last Things, the Coming Days series. This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, I hope that you'll have pencil and paper ready, and I think you'll really want to have pencil and paper ready for this, as well as your good old King James Bible to follow along with us as we start this study today. Now, as you know, I go verse by verse through a book of the Bible. And then when I finish that book, I'll normally have a shorter series in between, a series on some doctrine. It might be Calvinism. It might be the deity of Christ. It may be a host of things that we'll have in between the books study. Sometimes that between the book study will be on a particular chapter of the Bible. Today, I'm going to have a between the book study on a particular doctrine of the Bible, and that is the doctrine of last things. Now, the theologians like to call it eschatology. And if you want to sound intellectual, then you can say eschatology. It simply means the doctrine of last thing. The series I'm going to give you has actually now been put into a book. This book, I believe, has 9 to 10 chapters in it. And it will be, matter of fact, available if you listen to this series and you want to buy the book, you'll be able to order it from us. The book will cost $10 plus shipping and handling. Okay, and so if you'd like to do that, you make sure at the end of each day's broadcast that you listen to our announcer as he gives our website as well as our physical address. And then you can write and send in for that and receive a book from us on, they're called A Great Day's Coming. There's a great day coming. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to do each of these chapters by their title. Now, some of these chapters are part one and part two. What I will do is I'll go completely through an entire chapter and then I'll close it out and start the next time with a new chapter. But we'll do, if it's a part one and part two, then we'll do parts one and part two before we finish and have an invitation and then go into the next chapter. So that's where we'll do this series. It'll be a longer than my normal between the books series. It'll be mostly read, so you'll be able to have most of this when you hear this, and you may want to have it for yourself to be able to read it for yourself. But on the other hand, I may add some things that are not in the book, so please listen closely to it. The book that I have completed are actually, in all honesty, they are sermons that were transcribed from the last 30 years on prophetic subjects. Now, there are a whole lot more that we covered, but these were selected because they were already transcribed. Now, many of you that have learned to listen to transcription have probably, if you gave a deposition in court, a deposition to an officer of the court, should I say, lawyer, of course, and then you got a copy of your deposition. The thing that most people say after they see it is, I don't talk like that. Why? Because they put your andas.
Let me think of that.
Well, everything I just said, they will type it out completely. If you cough, they'll put that in there that you cough. You cleared your throat, they'll say, they'll put in there you cleared your throat. So that is a transcription. So somebody sent that, is put them all together, put them in a book, and sent it to me. And I said, man, don't let that go out anywhere. And so I went through and edited the book, not very well, but it's better edited than it was, let me tell you that. And it's readable now. So we have done that so that you could have this book. And I want you to understand, though, that having done this over 30 years, we'll have names in there. We may have a President Bush. We may have a President Clinton. We'll have a President Obama. And so there may be different names that are in this study, and there'll be different times, places, and situations. Don't worry about that, because what you need to understand is that names, situations, things happening may change, but the principles of the doctrine of last things do not change because they come from the Bible. Now, many of these things are the principles applied. You say, well, why would you apply them? Because I believe we're living in the last days. And so when we see things as they are right now, then we try to deal with that. So please have that down and understood so that you can get with us on that. I have some other things here now I want to cover with you. First of all, I'm taking a trip to Israel, November the 30th through December the 8th of 2020. You can go to our website, and you'll see there near the top in the middle of the page from our Central Baptist Ocala.org. Again, that's Central Baptist Ocala.org website. And if you'll look down in the middle of the column, down just the top of the page, not far down, you'll see something about the trip of the lifetime going to Israel. Now, click on there. It'll tell you the places we visit. Okay, the prices include your tax, includes your tips, it includes all of that. What it does include are the souvenirs you buy and your lunches. You'll have a full buffet breakfast and you'll have a full buffet supper. But lunchtime, that will be up to you. We always stop someplace. We all like to eat together and have fellowship together. You can get baptized into Jordan. You can go to the various places there and walk around a little bit, or you can just stand in a place where you are and admire things. Sometimes we take the bus up the mountain, and sometimes we're on flat lands, and we're just in different areas, but you will be amazed at what you get to see, things that you read about in the Bible. And I tell you what, once you go through there, on the one hand, you want to go back again, and on the other hand, you are just finding that as you read the Bible, I remember being there, and this is why it says it, and this is why this. Go to Caesarea. Do you realize in Caesarea, they have a cradle like Jesus would have been laid in at Bethlehem? But the cradle is not anything like you see in the pictures. Actually, Pilate's name is on a rock there that was carved back in that day when he was there, the governor. And so many things that you come across are just outstanding. So when you see those things, see the Mediterranean Sea, you'll see the Dead Sea, Masada, En Gedi. I tell you, just one thing after another, Qumran, Jerusalem, oh, Jerusalem. And what a great visit that is, Tiberias. We have 4-star hotels that we stay in, so don't miss out on any of it. So go check it out. We have a secure website there, so you can pay everything through that site and take care of it all. It tells you how much deposit they like. It tells you the total price per person. So just check it out, and we would be glad to have you fly to Israel with us. Our flight will take off from Orlando. Now, some people meet us in New York because that's where we go from Orlando to New York, and then from New York, we board an LL jet, and we fly to Jerusalem. So aboard the LL. And go with us so you can meet us in New York if you want to. And there's a little bit less of a price if you're meeting us in New York. So all of that is an all-inclusive price, so don't miss out on that. And we would love, more than love, to have you. Please come and contact us about it as well. Everything needs to be completed, paid for, by August the 20th. Now, another thing, I'd like to meet you folks. If you can't go to Israel, at least I know one thing. You could probably go to North Carolina. Okay. And that's for July 20th through the 23rd, 2020, at the Gospel Light Baptist Church in Walkertown, North Carolina. There are some great conference speakers we're having this year. I tell you, it is great. I actually take a lot of my staff up there. We go up there, we'll get in the same motel. We have great fellowship, but we go to those meetings, and it is tremendous. You'll hear the likes of Mike Ellison, Joe Arth, Norris Belcher, and so many others, and especially Dr. Shelton Smith, the editor of the Sword of the Lord. So you won't want to miss that. So many other great speakers. I believe that there are at least 16 different speakers in those days of July 20th through the 23rd. You can go to the Sword of the Lord website, that is swordofthelord.com, and if you'll go to there, you can check that out, and you'll find where you can go to the various places, motels, and get discounts. And by the way, they have some great workshops, these things that will help you, whether it's in music, whether it's in youth. They have legal workshops, so many workshops. They are great. They're outstanding. So let me encourage you to go there. It'll be a big help to you as a preacher. Then also, I want to ask you to do one other special thing. Many of you are receiving the Sword of the Lord, or you've used to receive the Sword of the Lord, or you've seen a Sword of the Lord, but you don't have it yourself. Or you have them. You've been receiving them for a year or two. Maybe I've got them that have been receiving for well over 30 years. That's great. But as you see that sword coming out every other week for 26 weeks out of the year, you are just really moved by this great articles. It has news, up-to-date news. It's got so many things going on that you read. Helps for your bus ministry, helps for your poem, helps for other things besides some great Bible preaching from pastors of the past and those of the present. It is outstanding. I tell you, it is the paper to have. It is the Sword of the Lord. And we would encourage you to go to that website, the Sword of the Lord, and go ahead and order it for yourself if you don't receive. And then if you do receive it, order for someone else. Maybe your pastor doesn't get it. Maybe there's some pastors that are contemporary or new evangelical or maybe even liberal. And you say, you know what? They need to get this and read it. And it might make a difference. Dr. Shelton Smith, it helped him in his life in coming to the way of true fundamental Bible believing, preaching and teaching and the like. So check it out. It'll be well worth your time. And Dr. Smith, it's his 25th year as the editor of the Sword of the Lord that was founded by Dr. John R. Rice. And we want to do something for his special 25th anniversary. We're trying to get 10,000 subscriptions to the Sword, new subscriptions. So if you could help with that, buying one subscription's fine, but you can buy more than that if you want to, okay? So either go to their website or give a call to the Sword of the Lord, and they would be more than happy to hear from you.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says.